Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
About an hour away from the start of the third women's singles quarterfinal, the 10th seed from Czech Republic, Karolina Pliskova, against the unseeded Croat, the 2013 junior girls champion here in New York, Anna Konya. And Mr. Cohen, how do you see that one going?
Be interesting. I look at the road to this quarterfinal for both. Konya just terrific against Radvanska to take it in straight sets, 6-4, 6-4. But Pliskova endured a tough match, three sets against Venus Williams, dropping the first one, taking the last two, winning the tiebreak, 7-3 to move on. And it's funny, you look at one side of the bracket, one quarter on the other side of Serena's, and this was similar last year. Serena, you're thinking, easy path once she got through Venus, semifinal, not a lot there on the other side. We were dead wrong, as it turned out. So I think both of those players playing with a lot of confidence right now and should feel good after they each took down the two favorites in that quarter, Venus and Radvanska.
Second match here in Ash will be Kanish and Corey, the sixth seed, runner-up 2 years ago against the former champion, number two seed, in Andy Murray, who has had the best summer of anyone on tour.
Wimbledon, goes down to Rio, wins gold at the Olympics. And you know, last year, Mark, it didn't seem like his confidence, his mindset was there. Had some early matches that went long, lost in the fourth round. Kei Nishikori lost in the first round 1 year after being the runner-up. But Andy's locked in. I mean, he unleashed a serve of 141 miles per hour the other day. Perhaps his most impressive match was against Dimitrov to get to the quarterfinals. So Andy Murray looking very good right now. Nishikori a little more worn here at the Open, coming off a three-setter, but before that endured three consecutive four-setters. We'll see how he does against the power game of Andy Murray.
And then, of course, the night session, number one seed, former champion Serena Williams against the five seed in Simona Halep.
That should be a good matchup. Obviously, Serena Williams has enjoyed a lot of success against Halep in recent years, but Halep, you know, cruise control right now, has had a nice path here to the quarterfinal. Latest match against Suarez Navarro, who had been playing well. But Halep, a couple of victories against players who are seeded. She's taking care of business. And Serena, not really tested at this point like she had been even last year when she had faced Venus and Bethany Mattek-Sands. That was a good matchup at night. So Serena looking good. Hasn't really faced a major test yet. We'll see if she gets that tonight against Halep.
And we close out night 10 with Juan Martín Del Potro, the former champion, the Argentine wild card, against the three-seed Stan Wawrinka.
I think that most people here won't be leaving that much before midnight. That could go a long ways. Del Potro, of course, got some help after team retired midway through the second set to get to the quarterfinals, and Stan, a four-set victory over Marchenko. Now, Stan's been inconsistent at times, but always finds a way. That's going to be a great match tonight.
Murray practicing on the Arthur Ashe Stadium court below us. So too Nishikori. Very interesting that they are sharing the practice court and will be going up against each other later this afternoon.
At one point, we saw them both along the south baseline here at Ash, swinging baseline to baseline with their hitting partners, Yvonne Lendl, Andy Murray's coach, among those looking on. The fans are filing into Ash. They still have a ways to go because the session here with the singles doesn't begin until after noontime, so some of the fans who have made it onto the grounds early and have come up to Ash as opposed to going to the grandstand to watch the doubles match there and get to watch two of the top players in the men's draw warming up before their match later today.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.